In my notes, I've written in capital letters, panic. Well, not quite. I have to say that from the Buddhist perspective, becoming aware of suffering is a very positive thing. Indeed, it makes the spiritual life, the Buddhist life, the human life, possible. For Buddhists, make a distinction between the suffering that emerges from our misunderstanding of how things are and pain, the feeling that accompanies damage to the body, which is seen by the Buddha as unavoidable. The Buddha's message is that we always have a choice to free ourselves from suffering by placing our happiness in things that we can truly rely on, things that meet our own individual path and the path of others, that meet the private and the public. This choice is called going for refuge, and it is described by Sangharakshita as the definitive Buddhist act. We are always going for refuge to something. We are always seeking security and happiness. I find this a deeply beautiful thing, this longing for happiness. Perhaps I'll save that for another talk. Buddhists go for refuge to three things specifically, or jewels as they are traditionally termed. There's the Buddha, or the ideal of fully and completely awakening to the causes of suffering and their abandonment or destruction. There's the Dharma, the teachings that lead to this awakening. And the Sangha, or spiritual community of those that have to some degree woken up as the Buddha did, or those that have committed themselves to waking up. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Ideal, path, and community.